Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, amici! Alegria!
How am I going to do this? You're playing the tarantella. We know not to do that here on the Dom Show. Hey, welcome in, everyone. I have long-standing worked in various places with Lorraine Rinaldi, and last week we had a remembrance of that and her book, and now maybe stage play, Gravy Wars, was on our mind, and we thought, there's a lot of recipes in here, too. And what the heck is gravy? Dan doesn't know any of that. He doesn't know. Joe knows what we're talking about, right, Joe, when we say gravy?
Oh, of course. What the uninformed call sauce.
That's right.
So we're not talking turkey gravy here.
No, not talking turkey gravy. All right. Dan's the only one here that's outside the family club. Let's bring in Lorraine and talk about her book and some of these recipes in Gravy Wars. Hey, Lorraine, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my God, Dom, I can't believe that I got introduced with a dot and del.
Good stuff.
God, Paisan. Como esta?
Hey, how are you doing, too? Well, Dan can't be, trusted on this. What can you expect, Borowski? He's in unfamiliar territory here.
Yeah, I get that. It's okay. We'll school him.
Exactly. All right.
It's great that you bring up, your side topic is the best of, and I suppose you brought me on because you wanted to know who made the best gravy? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I say Chef Boyardee is one of the top 10 Italians of all time. He's very underrated. Or do you see Chef Boyardee as a traitor to the whole system here?
Are you kidding me? You're joking, right, Dom?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And what are Lorraine's thoughts on Olive Garden?
You would never admit to even eating that stuff, right?
Right.
He's laughing. That really? No, Dan, you might eat it, but that's okay, I guess.
Wait, come on.
That's just sanctimonious. Disgusting.
Yes, yeah. All right, so Lorraine, who is the greatest gravy of all time?
Oh, well, since you asked, and... Even though I'm a little disgruntled with my parents because they are glued to CNN right now, I have to say, Mom, I would be doing her a disservice.
But, oh, exactly. Well, people don't know. I experienced it firsthand how different it could be. You know this, but listeners may not remember. We did Gravy Fest at WWDB with, 1210.
1210,
and
yeah.
5,000 people came out. Pat Cooper, it's, oh, my God. Sid Mark. And I had to taste at a couple of Acme's as part of the contest, 50 gravies. One day, 50 different gravies. Now, in this age of pandemic, I don't think we'll be doing this anytime soon. But it was distinctive. Each gravy was distinctive from the other. They didn't all blur together.
It is. It's amazing how different they can be. And, it's so funny. I have a big disclaimer in the book. The book came out in 2009, and I do want to tell you about the stage show. But I have a big, the whole book is tongue-in-cheek funny. And, it's a big disclaimer about how people will accuse you of holding back something in your recipe. And I know a lot of old moms do that. The old world, whether it's Italian or whatever, that's like a kind of a thing. A family recipe, I'm not going to tell it,
Sure.
I say completely the opposite. I'll tell you exactly what I do. I don't really measure anything, but even if I tell you exactly, if you watch me, Yours is going to come out differently. I don't know why. It's just a thing. It's just there's something
Wait a
about
minute.
It.
You're willing to give up the secret recipe of your own and this, and you're the Gravy Wars expert? Wow.
Yeah, it's in the book. It's mine's in there. My mother's is in there. My aunt, my sister, cousins. I got everybody's gravy recipe and then some in there, and all the anecdotes that go along with them. But yeah, because you know what? Everybody is still going to make it a little differently, and I don't know what it is, but. You know, whether it's a heavy-handed thing, you know, I like to say, and I know a lot of other Italians say that, well, we have that special ingredient called love, you know. I mean, seriously, you cannot cook when you're not in a good mood because it won't taste good.
I'm sure Andrew Cuomo has a recipe, too. We should get in for a future book. I'm sure that
the
would
love
be delightful.
The LoveGov recipes.
You're exactly right, the LoveGov. He and his brother are the hottest catches among New York women on dating sites right now. It just shows you what the pandemic has done to their minds.
Oh, my God, I just lost my appetite.
Are there any store-bought sauces, Dan wants me to know, that she recommends? Oh, my God, what a question.
All right, honestly, Dan, I've never, ever tried a store-bought sauce.
Oh, man, come on, Lorraine.
Hey, come on.
I need some answers here.
True story. My kids come home from college, two of them. One goes out to the grocery store, tells the other one on the way home, texts, where's mom? I'm sneaking in some ragu. Don't tell her.
Oh, I can imagine that. That's it. That's the disown. So where do find the book and your recipes, Lorraine? Where would you point them to go?
Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, just basically to Amazon. You know, I'm not even the one selling it on Amazon. It's some distributor out of New York. It's been such a long time, but the book is still in print. I still go around and talk about it, and you know, well, not now because we're shuttered in, but
yes.
People still ask about it, and I do signings and whatnot. Not as much as, you know, years ago, but I had written vignettes along with this over the years, and about 2 years ago, I strung together three of them. And called the play La Familia. And it was just a series of one acts in one stage show based on this fictitious Scamorza family. And the play was so successful at Little Colonial Playhouse here in Alden, PA, right in Delco. They did a phenomenal job. Ron Hill in the cast. We had the incomparable Natalie Stone as one of the stars. J.P. Timlin. They knocked it out of the park. Sold out a special run 3 nights. I've been trying to pitch it ever since. It's the toughest thing to get a theater to do. But I do have a playhouse that I can't name because they haven't agreed yet, and I'm afraid that I'll jinx it, and I don't want to give myself the Maloiks. But I have a playhouse that is a professional playhouse in Montgomery County. That's all I'll say. They may consider this for their 21-22 season. So I will beg you to come back if they do so we can talk about it.
Oh,
and Dom,
we would be there in spades, sure.
I don't know what your theater background is, but you'd be great in this show.
Ooh. Oh, is it a role that requires debonair hair and height? Is that what you're saying?
We could work it in, but, you know, because I know that, you know, of the greatest thing, your hair is one of them, but.
Can I throw a meatball 40 yards?
You could throw a meatball at the audience. It would just make the show so much more fun.
There you go, Dan. All right.
We're doing this. I want to see this now.
Oh, definitely. We're doing this. You get that theater ready to go, and and they'll turn out.
Acting chops on par with William Shatner, Don Giordano.
All right, Lorraine, thank you so much. It is a date. We will do that.
I got to give you two of my greatest real quick.
Yes.
Marconi, for obvious reasons, the Paisan, and he invented the radio, right?
Yes.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Tesla.
No,
it's Marconi.
Really?
It is Marconi.
It's a debate.
Right.
It's a debate that people have.
It's Marconi.
All right, we're going to go, for the purpose of this segment, we're going to go with Marconi, all right?
All right,
just
yes.
Give me that. And the best legacy ever, Dom, you have a storied career, and it's to be admired, and it should be in the books for all broadcast students, you know, here forever. But the biggest legacy, Dom, a crab cake named after you. Do you know how I've been trying to get on somebody's menu? I would love to have something named after me.
All right. Well, Captain Chucky was looking for Italian. Here it is today, Lorraine. We'll do this again soon. Thank you so much. And Gravy Wars, find it on Amazon.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.